Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was hell or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right. Hey.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Hey.
Hi.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 181. This is Jorge.
That's not a guess what kind of answer.
It is, though, isn't it?
Oh.
Hey, guess what?
This is Matt. That's a guess what kind of answer.
I'm shitting my pants.
Hi, I'm Alia. Am I supposed to introduce myself? You pointed at me.
I did, yes. Yeah. And you?
This is Rhett.
Oh, God.
It was good until he said his name.
That's not a kitty.
Hey.
I love when you introduce yourself. Right, it's my favorite thing. It's my favorite thing.
Good evening. This is Rhett.
There we go. Now we're talking.
That's fucking better. That's really better.
Yeah, that's it. That's the spot.
I have a hard time taking myself seriously.
Yeah.
Okay. No, okay. Yeah. I get it.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Have you seen anything or watched anything or played anything or read anything?
I've been reading Lords of Chaos for a while, and they just announced that the West Coast premiere is going to happen at Beyond Fest next month. So I'm hoping I could get to that, and it's not happening during Telluride Horror Show. But it's a lot more interviewee than I thought. We started watching something. What did we start watching this week? You have no
idea. I don't care.
We started watching American Vandal season 2.
Oh yeah, that's right. Light
you know, like the Who Drew the Dicks.
Mm,
yeah, mm-hmm. But it's who's the turd burglar?
It's, someone put laxatives in the school lemonade at lunch,
and everyone shit themselves. Like, it's
in
pretty
a Catholic
fun.
School.
I saw about half of the first season.
Oh.
Yeah, of that one.
Mm.
Oh, well, I was just throwing it out there.
Okay, good.
All right. Mm.
The only other thing horror-related that I saw, I think, was... well, no, I mean, the only thing horror-related that I saw that I can think of was the new American Guinea Pig movie, Sacrifice. Yeah. It's only like an hour long, and... You know, I got to give American Guinea Pig one thing. They will always show you something you haven't seen. And in this one, it was a guy cutting his hand to make it look like a pussy and then going down on it for like a long time.
So he jacked off.
I thought he was going to fuck it. He didn't jack off, but he just like licked it. Like very like pornographically licked it for a while.
His own hand.
Yeah. He cut a slit in it. It was...
As you do.
I mean, that's
people can't see shoulder shrugs.
That's really just what happens at the beginning of the movie. But it's
the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, dude.
Holy God!
It's an hour. It's like really an endurance test of how much shit you can sit through. Because this guy, I mean, at least from the little plot that it has, what I can gather is trying to summon a goddess or something.
Mm-hmm.
The dialogue and the writing are fucking god awful. The acting is horrible. But it's just. Watching this dude do things to himself for an hour that get... Do you ever watch the BME Pain Olympics?
No.
Do you know what they are?
No.
It's basically where two idiots sit around and like do more and more painful things to themselves. And
so like this show?
It usually ends in genital mutilation.
So like this show?
Yeah. So it's basically that for like an hour.
Does it end up with me looking at your balls?
You've seen him before.
I have.
But there is dick in this.
Ugh.
Yeah.
All right. I'm in.
I saw a few movies with dick in it.
Let's get it.
It's like, why does every movie I'm watching right now have dick in it?
Alia?
No, I don't think so. I've just been playing. I downloaded Final Fantasy Tactics again on my phone.
It's a good game. It's a good game.
I'm getting way too drunk.
The D?
The D's. What they?
I'm never gonna refer to you as that ever again, man. I had to. I'm sorry.
I watched Jacob's Ladder. Did you guys ever see that?
Ooh, that's a good film.
I got it at Reanimated Records, this little record store here in San Diego. Yep, I went over there the other day. And yeah, when's the last time you guys watched that?
We talked about it a couple, year ago, right?
Yeah, about a year ago.
Yeah, it's a good flick.
Holds up.
Yeah.
Holds up pretty well. I'd recommend it. People in the audience from the 80s, Tim Robbins.
It's actually from the 90s.
Is it?
I think it's 93.
I think it's like 87.
I'm going to look it up.
Wait a minute. Macaulay Culkin's in it.
You keep talking about it.
I'll look it up. I think you're right. Early 90s. Yeah, we'll see.
He's really good with numbers.
Got him. I usually, but shit.
You got fucked.
I got fucked. Macaulay Culkin's in it.
Yeah, 1990. So
okay, we're on the
split the difference. 87.
So it was filmed in the 1980s. No, I'm just kidding. No,
we have done this before. What was the album?
Okay, hold on. If a song is released on album in January 2000, like the album, physical album came out, and there was a music video,
but not a single till later.
No, the single came out beforehand.
But the album
would lead you to believe the song was written in the 90s. Is it a 90s song or a 2000 song?
What was the song?
It's a 90s song.
If it was a single in the 90s, it's a 90s song.
It's a 90s song.
It's a 90s song.
What was it?
In fact, I'll even say this. The first couple years of a new decade are still residual of the last decade. Of
the previous decade?
Let's fucking be serious.
Kryptonite is a 90s song.
Therefore,
you must love it. It was released on, the album came out like January 2000.
Then will you still call me Superman?
Yeah, but it's in the 90s, so he has to love it.
Yeah.
Remember Mitch used to love that song?
I would like Chumbawamba better than that song.
Because, I get knocked down.
Yeah. I like that better.
Really?
Than that fucking song?
Wow.
That you were just singing?
I think you're wrong, but I will allow you to be wrong.
Dude, they're called Three Doors Down.
On the other one's called Chumbawamba.
That's right.
On that note, Eve 6 came up on like my the radio I was listening to today. And I was like, man, these guys just kind of sound like Alkaline Trio. And I was kind of enjoying it a little bit.
Did you get it?
I was quite surprised.
I was swallowed the rhyme.
I mean, Eve 6? I listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't one of like the singles. It was a song I hadn't heard.
So can we skip news for a second?
Yeah.
Can we skip our personal selections for a second?
Yeah.
I want to talk about Mandy. Okay. I don't want to go into it because I feel like it's got to be its own thing.
We're going to do our own. Okay, I hope so.
Yeah, it's going to be its own episode.
Wait, we're going to do another episode in addition to this one?
Yes. I think it
Brother,
deserves.
We got a full schedule coming up.
I know. I fucking know.
Even if you don't like it, this Mandy movie is a big deal.
Because I think Alia wanted to talk about it.
Let's do quick thoughts on Mandy because I think it's important.
I don't think there is quick thoughts on Mandy.
It's going to get fucking heated, bro. I didn't even want to mention the name of the movie.
I thought we were coming in here and doing a doubleheader, and so that's what I was prepared for because, like, this is the Mandy episode.
Is it?
This is the Mandy episode.
Okay.
We got to go then.
I'm going to let you guys go. Matt Smith. What'd you think of Mandy?
Okay, so we're doing this, right? Oh, we're doing Mandy and then Predator.
Okay, I'm plug my ears for a second.
Mandy spoilers here on out.
I'm gonna try and go for as long as I can without spoilers.
Okay,
it's pointless. Who cares? It's not about spoiled.
I'm not really sure how I feel about it.
Such a good sign.
So far, so good.
I've watched it twice.
Yeah.
The first time I watched it, the first 45 minutes were painful, like really fucking boring. I started wondering if it wasn't like for all the pretty colors, would people care about this movie at all? Because it's really silly without that extra oomph to it. Then about halfway through, shit pops off crazy, and it's just the most insane shit I've ever seen, and I had a blast from then on out.
All right.
It's a lot better in the dark, too. Like, when we watched it last night, we had all the lights out and everything, and you really appreciate, like, the color and the shots. And, like, you know, in the day, a lot of that gets lost. But, like, it's beautiful. I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze with the first half.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Alia?
Dude, my throat is going to... I'm going to have to try and hold it together, honestly. Like,
don't hold it together. Just go. Just go nuts.
She means
it's not, haunting me, like, honestly.
Cry.
Yeah. I kind of, like, pretty much cried the whole time I was watching that movie.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard not to cry, probably.
Okay, so I think it's hard to, like, talk about it and not...
Talk about it.
So I think that like your feelings on it, first off,
like about, my like, heart is literally pounding right
about,
now.
About like feeling very emotional about it. I think you're very like, you're very on point. Rhett.
It's one of my favorite films of this century. Period. This is a fucking all time. I've watched
it. Like since 2000?
I mean since like... 2000. That would be really premature to say of all time. It's premature to say what I just said, maybe, right? But
yeah.
I had the privilege. I saw it on Thursday night because I was like, what am I going to see first? The Predator or this?
Now, did you get the pins? Did you go to the special screening?
I went to the special screening and I left. And then my buddy sent me pictures that he got fucking pins. And I was like, God
womp,
damn it.
Womp.
Well, at least I get to be the biggest dork forever anyway.
Yeah.
About this movie for the rest of my life. So fuck the pins.
Fuck the pins.
I want the pins.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I didn't know until the next day they were only showing in theaters one night.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it definitely benefits from the theater, from a dark, huge screen, dark room. The first, I mean, when I'm watching this, the first, just as Matt said, the first half, I had done some reading up on it, so I was prepared for something a little more, you know, ponderous and a little slower, a little kind of a slow burn the first half. The word I kept seeing like was hypnotic, and I'd agree because especially in the dark theater, the stuff really got to me.
It's a film that gets under your skin.
It did. Yeah. And then there's so many little things. Before I get to others, but I mean, like, I'm a huge King Crimson fan. I have fucking imagined that song in a movie since like for 20 years now,
and now it's come to be.
I was the person I was with, they are not familiar with this kind of film or that band. I'm like, this is King Crimson.
You understand?
Who's that?
Stupid.
Who's that? And I was like, oh fuck.
Like, and they're like, what are you, some kind of fucking dork?
Yeah. She hated the movie, by the way, which I was like, I was like, well, good, because
then well, good I, because I hate you.
Yeah. No, but I thought, yeah, okay. So I've seen it twice since the theater on the VOD. I like it even more. And in fact, I mean, like Matt said, the second half is fucking
it's crazy bananas, dude.
Yeah. But just as Alia said too, the emotional core of the movie. Can we do spoilers?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you haven't seen Mandy, go watch it and then come back.
I love how ethereal the first half is, especially now that I've watched it a few times. And it says the Shadow Mountains, the way that, I mean, how everything is super stylized. Like, this is when
it looks like a storybook. Looks like a fairy tale in a storybook with pictures in it, like an old illustrated, like King Arthur.
And it's not just like, oh, it's retro. Fantasy. It's like, no, this is like a love letter to a whole, like, kind of, it's there's surrealism and then it's like really brutal. Now that I've watched it a few times, I like the first half because I don't feel like the stuff in the second half would fucking hit and have the punch it does.
I like the first half because it's like the love story.
I agree. I think the first half, like just as a standalone, is so there's something that, there's so much there that I think that when you get to the second half, it's almost exhausting.
Yeah. Sure.
And I love it for that. So, like, you get to that second half, and you're like, well, I've just spent a half hour with you being kind of emotional, and now...
No, there was no half hour. Like...
It's an hour and 15 minutes before it goes to the title card, man.
Nick Cage didn't even literally wake up until 50 minutes in.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah. Well,
I was checking a lot by that point.
Yeah, well, I kind of feel the same way about Mom and Dad, where, you know, like, you were kind of waiting for Nicolas Cage to, like, do his thing, and then when he did... I'm all in. I'm way the fuck in.
Yeah, that scene with him in the bathroom, like, I feel like that was that was pretty Nick
Cage-y. Did you see Mom and Dad?
No, I haven't. But I've heard of it. I know about
how I think you should check out Mom and Dad. Yeah, it's like it's Cage at his like most cagey.
Yeah.
And then even not really. Like Snake Eyes, I think, is Cage at his most cagey.
See, besides the Cage Rage thing, the scene where he's watching his wife get fucking burned to death. Okay, yeah, that's rough. A really powerful scene because there's nothing. I mean, it's as simple and stripped down as it gets. It's his face on the camera with fucking barbed wire in his mouth and around his wrists. And he's exuding such fucking pain. I mean, that's the thing. Everyone knows Nicolas Cage is nuts.
Over the top acting.
But then, forget about like Leaving Las Vegas and Adaptation. He is not a one-trick pony. He just fucking likes to go super intense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he's also like very capable of great subtlety.
Yeah.
Not that this movie is subtle, But that scene, you know, that's, and then like, I don't know if you, John Johansson's score, the guy.
You have been kind of raving about this thing over the last few days. Like, you have sent me no less.
I've been obsessing about it.
Yeah.
He's actually started masturbating under the table.
Yeah. Especially, yeah, the one scene, you know. Which one I'm talking. The D. The dude with the D sword.
Yeah.
And, no, okay, never mind. People are like, what is that? But yeah,
the D sword?
Well. There's that dude in the leather, one of the fucking demonic bikers on Bad Acid. Those
dudes were rad.
It's fucking awesome.
I wish they were in it more, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little
You know, I wonder, sure. I wonder if there isn't, like, a director's cut, so to speak, that has, like, a way more expanded, like, lore about, you know, about the things that were happening in the movie.
Yeah.
Which I think would be fantastic. Or even like a pseudo sequel / prequel would be really awesome. You mean
like a side story about those biker dudes?
This universe. Like, I mean, Yeah. I love this movie. I hate saying I love this movie. I fucking really love the movie, though. I mean, even down, he finds the chemist, and it's like, you know, there's the tiger, and it's very clear that they're having telepathy. Because that's you're all what?
Telepathy?
I'm sorry, what, Doug?
Because we were talking about that, and like Ollie was, I forgot what you asked, but I'm like, I don't know, that dude's just on another level. He's just like,
it's a byproduct of the thing.
I see it, like,
yeah.
I would have never guessed that they were communicating telepathically.
Well, I guess it's a matter of semantics. Yeah, he's on another level. He feels his vibrations.
I figured he was just on drugs, and he's just really good at reading the room. He's like, shit. You're pissed off.
You're looking for these dudes.
Yep.
They wronged you, and go north. But then, like, he was able to locate them. I'm saying, presumably, because this guy's, like you said, he's tapped into another level.
That guy live.
I do like what directors are doing with the whole like revenge genre.
Yeah,
what with a bunch of filters on the camera.
I just mean in general. We had Revenge recently, which we all thought was really good.
Yeah.
And now this film that, you know, it's like filtered through like camera bullshittery, but
I think it made it look magical.
That was the thing. It was almost like an acid fever dream. To me, I was like, dude, I'm way into
this. There's that phrase, uncompromising vision. Like, he made the movie he wanted to make.
Yep.
Panos Cosmatos. This is Cosmatos. He's the son of the guy who did Rambo 2. By the way, and
he's Tombstone. The guy who did Beyond the Black Rainbow.
Right. When I saw Beyond the Black Rainbow, you know how you felt the first time you watched Mandy Buck?
I thought you were going to say, when I saw Beyond the Black Rainbow, I was like,
got him.
Yeah. No, but Uber Cult told me to watch Beyond the Black Rainbow a long time ago. He's like, dude, this movie's. The day I met him, he's like, you need to watch this movie. I was like, I'll get right on that.
Yeah. See, that it had its stuff, but I was like, well, I'd like to see what this guy does next. And it's been a few years. But I thought, like, that movie was kind of how you felt about the first half of Mandy the first time you watched it. Most of the movie was like that to me. Like, these visuals are cool. The vibe is cool, but I'm not really... I wasn't all in with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think you guys... Well, you and Chris had a problem with... It Comes at Night.
Because nothing happened.
Well, what I mean is that, like, visually, the movie was really great. And, like the atmosphere was like otherworldly.
I thought you did like it.
No, he did not. No, Max did not.
I hated it from the jump.
And I think that, you know, I think that movies are doing this thing where like they're not giving you like the whole nut. They're giving you kind of like some of the fucking.
This one gave you the whole nut,
right?
Like, I mean, at the beginning though, I mean, with the whole 50 minutes or whatever, I just didn't care. You know, it's like, okay,
I can see that.
Here's a lumberjack and his girlfriend. That's cool. They're together. And then,
guy in a buffalo.
Yeah, and then there's a...
Have you seen Guy in a Buffalo?
A cult and...
Have you not seen Guy on a Buffalo?
No, I've never seen that.
Buckle up, motherfucker. After this show is over, Guy on a Buffalo.
Don't call me fucking motherfucker. Don't call me that. On the break, it's going to be like Guy on the Buffalo.
Don't call me that, bro.
I lost my train of thought.
And then
that guy on a buffalo.
The first half worked on me like music, you know, like an album, like a fucking Vangelis, like a, you know those old Vangelis scores for like Blade Runner and stuff, which is clear. Johan Johansson, the guy who wrote this, he likes that fucking guy. Mm-hmm. I was just listening to the music, look at the colors, like I'm,
you're in.
Well, I wasn't in. I wasn't like this is it. Like, if that was the whole movie, I'd be like, well, that was interesting. But it wasn't the whole movie.
Yeah.
It was the first half of an album preparing you for the fucking onslaught. The inevitable.
See, onslaught. I listen to albums on shuffle, so.
Oh my god!
It doesn't. It's just over the place.
I think what's great about it is that while it's a sort of dividing movie, I think that even if you align with Matt Smith in terms of like your taste, I think that this movie has a lot to say.
Yeah,
which is really impactful. I think.
I honestly felt like it was. Really silly in the beginning. I mean, I was thinking the whole time about like, okay, if you took all these purple and blue filters off and just looked at the way they were acting and what was going on, like, how would this movie seem? And
well, sure,
but it didn't seem like magical anymore. It just felt like really fucking
why
silly.
Why are you imagining stuff like that? Why are you just stupid well, because, down for? Why are you just like,
because I started let the thinking
magic work.
Is this movie getting such rave reviews because of these color things? And people are like, oh, it's really pretty. You know, like when a game's graphics are great and people are like, oh, it looks so good. Well, yeah, it looks good. But, you know, is it good? And that's what I was wondering. And that's why. So like the scene where she's drugged up and she's talking to the cult leader and he's, you know, talking about like feeling his essence. He's rubbing his nipples and stuff. I'm like, man, I would be laughing my ass off if this didn't have this really cool trippy effect going on.
I totally, because you're kind of assessing whether or not it's style over substance.
Yes.
Which I agree. The thing was, it's not a cerebral movie to me, meaning like, what's the message it's trying to say or something.
Right.
It's for me, it's based on feeling. It's like fucking like expressionist art. It's like a fucking, you know, even when like the cult leader's laying there and he starts making those goofy ass crazy faces, that felt like total David Lynch stuff to me. Like, I like David Lynch. So to me, it just feels very expressive. I started getting churned up emotionally, and then I'm not even, usually I kind of strip stuff down too, but I found myself just like completely, I was like, all right, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Taken away by it.
Yeah, yeah. I think
that I was immersed.
That was part of it. I think that like normally I want to pick shit apart and I want to be like, oh, this fucking scene is like, it's doing this thematically. And I think that the overarching theme for me was like, well, I can't. I just want to enjoy it and I want to live it. I want to like go through the whole thing and be okay with what it is.
See, it was easier to do that the second time, especially like
in the right,
well, not even just that, but being in the right atmosphere with the lights off, you know, and like, I guess a little bit of knowing what to expect, because the first half, I just could not get into it. But then once shit popped off, I was just in the whole time. Like, I didn't care that they had one of those silly ass chainsaw battles where it's like, I got a chainsaw, well, mine's fucking bigger, and I'm like, yours is fucking bigger, dude. Go
you're
for
right
it.
Stupid,
you know. But then so when I watched it again,
that's
it was a lot
is.
Easier to get through the, you know,
I got a bigger chainsaw,
get through the
bro.
Slow stuff, especially because you know what's coming.
Yeah, but overall I think I mean
Cheddar Goblin
personally.
Wait, was that real macaroni and cheese?
Fucking no. it was fucking great though. See, like, that's another one where it's like a godsend. In the middle of that movie,
He just goes, Cheddar Goblin.
Yeah, in between, right before his breakdown in the fucking bathroom and all the fucking, you know, bloodshed, and after the horrific stuff, there's the Cheddar Goblin. And it's like a nice, your last little breather.
Before shit goes down. Yeah.
It's so good.
I thought it was kind of cute that they lived right near Crystal Lake, and then they took a kill.
You were kind of,
and they took a kill right from Friday the 13th.
Yeah, you were kind of irritated about this in the first place. You were like, "Oh, come on! They live right next to Crystal Lake."
Yeah,
and I go, "Come on,
come on, that's not good."
They live next to Crystal Lake. Eye roll emoji.
I think he's like making fun of being on the nose, though. I know this sounds like a, you get what I'm saying?
Making fun of on being
exactly.
On the nose.
He's
yeah.
like, someone's gonna get pissed off because I said Crystal Lake.
Me.
This guy. No, you know what I did too when I read your text on that? I looked up Crystal Lake. I'm like, well, there is a Crystal Lake in Michigan, in Illinois.
Sure enough, my dude.
Yeah, so maybe
there's
woods.
One in Florida too.
He's a lumberjack in Illinois.
Here's what I would tell you, like sort of like to wrap it up. I think that the movie is divisive enough for everybody to be a fan of. I think there's pieces of it that everyone can grip onto. Even if you don't like the whole thing. Like, I know you don't like the first 30, 40 minutes, but the last two-thirds of it...
It was better the second time I saw it.
Okay, so the last two-thirds of it immediately were, like, gripping to you, right?
Yeah.
For Rhett, I think the whole thing is like, I'm in. From the King Crimson intro.
Even parts of I didn't like it at first. I'm like, get that out of here. Just let it happen. This isn't your fucking movie. You didn't make this. Someone else made this.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And it seems like Alia, from the get-go, is just feeling like she's gutted by the whole thing.
I've never seen her cry that hard for a movie before.
He was making fun of me. I couldn't even sit next to him anymore. It was terrible.
I wasn't making fun of her. I was just laughing. Because, like, it's a nervous laugh. I couldn't help it. Like, it was amazing. Her head was on my shoulder, and it was just pop, 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 just tears hitting my shoulder left and right. I was like, what?
Dude.
How do you
that? I think if you align with Alia at all in terms of, like, movie tastes, I go, if you don't go see this movie before you listen to us, talk shit about it or not, I mean, I think that's enough of an endorsement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is we all four have at least something different about it that we really liked. Ollie liked the love story.
I want to watch that movie every time I want to cry.
Yeah, she's like, I want to tell everyone I know to watch this movie, and I want to watch this. She today was like, I want to watch that movie again.
How about the fucking ending, real quick? I know you're wrapping it up.
No,
but I mean, like, the cult leader, and he's all fucking. I'll suck your. I mean, it's so funny, and then but Nicolas Cage, he's in the character's name is Red, right? And he's in the car. And he sees his wife in there, or his girlfriend. Or he sees Mandy in there. That's her name. But it's like, and then he's driving off, and it has the background is these planets, like he's in outer space.
Yeah,
like,
dude, I didn't get that shit.
Well, because he's in a completely different frame of reality now. And like, even at the beginning of the movie, he said his favorite movie Saturn, or his favorite planet was Saturn. So it's like, now this motherfucker's on Saturn.
Oh, see, Alia was saying it was probably something else. Like, what was it that she... he said something where it was like, oh, she still burns, like, you know, so she's in hell or something, and he went to like another dimension to try and find her.
That's what it's about. Yeah, like, you choose the parameters of your perception, how you perceive how your world is. You know,
that's what I like about it. I think that, like, so hell, you know, could be anything. It could be you on Saturn,
a state of mind.
The D. I love this movie, by the way. Alia loves it. I feel like she wants to cry.
I thought I was scared that I was going to cry. Oh my god, people are going to talk about it, and I'm going to start crying.
I didn't
want to
like dwell on you too much because I was like,
when Nicolas Cage, Ollie's the first
cry right now, let's move on.
When he kills the first guy, when he has his first kill, and he kind of like breaks down. Fuck, that was my second wave right there. I was just like, fucking waterworks again.
I think even with,
I get sick like thinking about it.
I think even with like the downsides that like you have, I still think it's a huge recommend for the Who Goes There podcast.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Even if you hate the movie,
you still love it.
Watch the movie to see if you... You need to watch this.
Set the mood.
It's destined for midnight showings at... Fuck, this is a cult. This is like...
You notice how much he stared in this movie? Like, without... Like,
well, that's... I mean, that's...
He got to a point where it was just
Nicolas
like...
Nicolas Cage, my dude.
It felt like a Space Ghost Coast to Coast where one of them would say something like, stupid, and it's just like 10 seconds of Brack just staring.
Fuck yeah.
Like, that's what it felt like a lot. It was especially when he was talking to the dude that had the crossbow. The guy's like telling him this yarn, and Nicolas Cage is just sitting there like with his lip kind of pursed. Just, I'm like, bro, there's a fly crawling on your shoulder.
It's like Spacey Greasy Strangler.
Yeah. it's just there.
Dude, I just watched Greasy Strangler again for the first time in, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Since we first saw it.
Dude, that movie holds up.
I've been wanting to watch it lately.
I love that film.
It's on Amazon, right?
It is on Amazon. Yeah, it's so good.
It's hilarious. Yeah. So quotable.
Bullshit
too.
Artist.
We'll add that. We'll do that and Beyond the Black Rainbow.
All right. Yeah. So we recommend highly Mandy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Fuck yeah. Watch. Definitely.
I was like, "What are you doing right
He's
now?"
He's like, "Fuck yeah."
Definitely.
All right. Cool.
I recommend you watch it every day this week.
Every day this week. That's too many times.
Yeah.
Don't do it for your mental health.
Might see
health.
Problems in the city if people did that.
All right, we're gonna take we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
We should do that movie on mushrooms.
Talk about
no, thank you.
All right,
I'm already watery enough on mushrooms.
Predator.
Yes. Guy on a buffalo.
Can we talk about the predator's dick too? Because I want to talk about the predator's dick.
we can talk about everything about the Predator. We'll be right back, you stupid fucks. Hey, Matt.
Yes.
Guess what?
We're back.
We're back.
Hella tight.
Can I ask you?
We made it without watching Guy on a Buffalo.
Can I ask you?
Yeah, you didn't even show Guy on a Buffalo.
After the show, please.
You should pause it and show him Guy on a Buffalo.
You should show me Guy on a Buffalo on the air.
I go, and
the listeners would love that.
How'd you like Guy on a Buffalo?
Oh, it was fucking, dude. That was. You know what? You were right.
It was transcendent.
It was transcendent.
That was. You know what? You were right.
Asking you a question.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
What's up with the Patreon, my dude?
Patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast is how all the smart, awesome, handsome,
it's the coolest,
and beautiful people who listen to this show and appreciate what we do help us continuing doing this show. By going and subscribing just a little bit or a whole lot of money, you get exclusive content, bonus episodes, early releases, exclusive merchandise, and all kinds of other stuff. You even get to pick movies, and it helps us pay the bills, keep the lights on, all those fun euphemisms for making the show run. Go to patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast to help out, or go to WhoGoesTherePodcast.StoreNV.com to buy a shirt or something.
You're so good with these links, man. I'm so – we've got two today.
Do we?
We've got two.
I know we have one.
Somebody upped.
Oh, right.
Their pledge.
The Assman.
The Osman. Brian Assman. Thank you very much for upping your pledge, dude. We appreciate it.
I hope he's got an Assman license plate.
But we've got a new homie.
We do.
Who hopefully remembers what he did today. Because he was drunk last night when I was chatting with him. And he's like, you guys are my favorite. I go, are you sure, buddy?
Yeah, I saw that message in this morning. I was like, man, that feels really good. That's my favorite part of doing this show is when you get messages like that. Like
Chuck Warden,
yeah,
we thank you, my dude.
Yeah.
Thank you for becoming part of our family. It means a lot to us and then more than you can actually imagine.
Yeah. So thank you. And thanks to all our current Patreons and eventually, we'll change the video. We've almost hit our next stretch goal without
setting the stretch goal. It's actually stupid how close we are to the next stretch
goal. We get like one more and we'll probably hit
We've got to do a video tonight.
You could be that one.
Of the September Patreon pick, right?
That's true.
Okay.
So that'll be up soon.
It will be up soon. So the Who Goes Our Podcast watched...
Let me 2018. That's what it was. 2018's Predator.
2018's Predator.
The Predator. They've tried it all now.
Directed by Shane Black, written by Fred Decker and Shane Black, starring Boyd Holbrook, Trevante Rhodes, Jacob Tremblay, Keegan-Michael Kay, Olivia Munn, Sterling K. Brown, Thomas Jane, Alfie Allen, Augusto Aguilera, Jake Busey, Yvonne Stravowski, Brian A. Prince, Mike Dupuad,
that's enough.
Neal Mader, Javier LaCroix, for all you millennials.
You did LaCroix very well.
It's LaCroix.
LaCroix.
Oh, there it is.
I'm going to go first. And I'm going to spin it up.
I'm very glad that list didn't include that other person.
I'm going to spin it up because normally I ask you guys what you think of this movie.
Yeah, I want to know what you think. Oh, I know what you think of this movie.
You love this fucking movie.
It's your favorite, I bet.
I'm so fucking sad, and I'm so angry about this movie. I can't even quite express it with words.
I'm really unsure why, because this is kind of exactly like the other Predator movies.
It's kind of like shut your goddamn mouth. That's what it's kind of like.
The same thing.
You're a stupid idiot, and I hope you die in a fire on your way home tonight.
I'm going to have to.
On my way home, that would mean my car and then her.
No, Ollie's going to stay here. She's going to take a nap on the floor. On the floor. On that chair right there.
I'm going to survive. Nothing's going to happen. She's going to die on your birthday.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Your last
heartbeat will be like bleep, bleep, bleep on my birthday. Fuck this movie. Fuck you if you like it. I hate your guts, actually. So, Matt Smith, what'd you think of The Predator?
I actually kind of like
it. Fuck off. No, you don't.
So,
God damn it.
All the time The Predator's on screen, I loved it. All the other time, I didn't. But, I mean, to me, I think it was an awful lot like the other Predator movies, where it's just over the top machismo,
but it was
dick
so
jokes.
Slow,
and,
though.
Was it?
So much talking.
Once there was. And like everything with Olivia
and,
Munn.
Like,
I hated.
Why did everything have to die with a gun? Like, I wanted to see more things slashed.
There was a lot of things slashed.
There was a lot of slashing. Ollie, what did you think of this movie?
More. What's up with the like obsession with alien sex? Like, they put it in your head from the very get-go, yep. And then every time they show the Predator, he's got like ripped abs, and then he's like being nice to ladies.
Just,
it's like,
wants,
come
he
on,
just wants
dude.
To fuck.
Yeah, why are they trying to make
that's,
it like that? Fun?
That's why Olivia Munn was chasing down.
So what
do
you think?
Chasing down the D.
I mean,
you felt the male gaze from the Predator.
I mostly didn't like it, but yeah. I thought the Predator was hot.
Oh, never mind. She objectified the Predator.
Have you met Alia?
When he was on the stretcher table, I was like, oh my God, his abs.
Can
I see that? I was like thinking, like, would I touch his skin?
Let me see that dick, though.
Well, yeah, and then she's like, you want to know if somebody fucked an alien? And she's like, yeah, did they?
Rhett, what about you, man?
Okay. It wasn't good.
It was not good.
No, here's what I'll say, though. They put together kind of an impressive, to me, pedigree for this movie. I like Boyd Holbrook did really good in Logan. There's a Sterling K. Brown who I like. I referred to him as Sterling Hayden. So anyone listening who's like that fucking idiot doesn't know.
It would only be Jacob Sever.
Okay.
Or Chris.
Because that's not
Chris would not know.
So let me
Chris would know. He'd hear a wrong name.
Maybe.
It's only song lyrics he doesn't know.
That was a mistake. But yeah, I'll say this. I thought it was at once it was slow and it was excessively busy and chatty. At the same fucking time, which is kind of remarkable when you have something busy,
at the same
nonstop
time you're like,
talking. And that's why when you mention it being a lot like the other Predators, the first Predator does not rely much on dialogue. It's very, I mean, it's a simple film, but it fucking moves like nice and fucking a little kind of slow, but with purpose and not much fucking time for chit chat.
Show and tell.
Yeah, it's show movies.
Not,
it's show don't tell. Yeah, it's show don't tell. Like, this movie is like, you know.
Show,
and
show,
everyone's
show,
a
show.
Fucking comedian. And there's another scientist who's
I hated the ending, too.
And a scientist
Holy
is
fuck.
A superhero.
Dude, that was my biggest thing. Like, the whole time, I'm like, she's a fucking scientist, and she's running and jumping off of a bridge and landing on top of a car. And while the soldier falls off of the car, she's still on top of the car.
Here's the biggest problem for me, personally. I think that there is, like, I don't necessarily give a fuck that Olivia Munn is, like, the last action hero in this movie, but there's no,
explanation as to why.
There's no, like, okay, she was, like, a Green Beret in the, you know, she's, you know, military, like,
or even
next
shit where it's, like, my dad was a survivalist
something.
There's nothing.
There's none of that shit, and the thing that
She just wants to protect her space dog.
That's what it is.
Oh, that was bad.
The thing with anything involving Olivia Munn is none of it was fucking earned.
Nope.
That's my biggest problem. I don't give a fuck if you've got this female character who's a badass. I almost wanted...
You could say that with every character.
I almost wanted the wife to take over Olivia Munn's character, and I think it would have been more believable.
Yeah.
Like, her as, like, a military wife, like, kind of, like, handling the shit at home. Because I know...
I realized who she was. She was the crazy serial killer chick that Dexter was dating in, like,
Yvonne Swarovski? I don't know what
I was going to say, she wins the name.
Yeah, dude. All of Olivia Munn's like earned character traits should have been passed over to that wife, because I think that anything that she does where she picks up that like trank gun and I go, why the fuck are you picking that up?
Yeah,
you don't know what the fuck you're doing with that shit.
And then she holds it like an action star and
she's jumping across like girders like she isn't girders. Some nerdy ass fucking scientist.
Well, and then
fuck
there's a scene later where like one of
dude.
The
Olivia Munn is badass.
Yeah,
bro.
One of the Marines gets hit and gets downed by the Predator, and then Olivia Munn gets backhanded by the Predator, and she's up again in 5 seconds.
Fuck yeah.
He's like, she just dusts it off, and she's like, "Give me a better shot, bitch."
Here's like my secondary like irritation. So, the first Predator, and I don't want to be like,
you mean the first Predator in this movie, or like the first?
No, the first Predator, the first movie. I don't want to compare it too much because
like
I know,
it has to be exactly
yeah
like
I don't
it.
Like I don't
right,
want
it
to
doesn't. Yeah.
But here's the thing, dude. We enter this movie with a fucking action sequence, which I think is which is some fucking hot garbage, dude.
I felt all Star Wars in that opening. Like, it sounded like Star Wars music. this guy is essentially like a smuggler who's outrunning like some, you know, federation or some shit.
Not only is he a smuggler, but he's like got like the secret for humans to take over
the earth. To defeat the predators.
To be able to defeat the predator and to.
Which they did with ease, by the way.
Yeah. And
so I guess they didn't need that.
And to stop global warming. Yeah.
They have Olivia
somehow. Mom. And to like fix the issues with the planet Earth and to discover interstellar travel.
All he wants is a little human pussy.
That's what apparently. He came here for. That, I mean, that must be why, because they start implying that like Agreed. The super predator is like got human DNA. Yeah. So maybe that predator kind of did fall in love with like a human, and he's like bringing it.
Oh
he's
no!
Like,
don't say I love you don't so say much. It with the aliens, dude. Stop.
Yeah, he's like, I love you. I don't want to see you and your friends and family get wiped out. And he's like trying to save her. And
you guys are like, familiar.
I
want to
keep your pussy warm.
Well, let me ask you first, George. You're familiar with Shane Black?
Yeah, absolutely.
So for the listeners who aren't, I mean, Shane Black, he, you know. Years ago, he set fucking Hollywood on fire because he wrote the script for Lethal Weapon. He's great at writing this, and well, especially in his prime, was great at writing banter.
He did Monster Squad.
He did fucking Monster Squad. Yeah. What I'm missing a few things. Last Boy Scout, which I think is a pretty
good. It's a good flick. I mean, it's, you know.
The dialogue is, he's good with dialogue. The Nice Guys, which came out recently, which I thought was fun. And like, I'll be fair. There are parts in this movie where I did laugh. I'm sorry. You guys probably think I'm retarded, but I actually laughed at a couple parts.
I would never say retarded. I would say mentally deficient.
Yeah. You probably think I'm mentally deficient.
You did last
and
night.
And you'd probably be right. Too. You'd probably be right because, yeah, I do laugh at mentally deficient things. But the thing is, even that stuff, obviously, that's not going to make the movie better.
No.
And I didn't feel like it fucking belonged in the movie. Like, if you had every one of them, like, they had a scene in a motel. Where they're all cracking jokes to Olivia Munn for like 10 minutes.
They should have MacGruber.
This does not feel like
just exploded them all.
And he always includes a kid. Like this movie should have been scrapped. Premise wise, this should have been scrapped from the ground up. The premise is fucking all wrong for this.
The stuff with the kid we'll get to in a little bit. Like I feel like I'm not a parent who has a kid with autism, but like if I was. I would be so fucking offended by the portrayal of autism in this movie. It would make me kind of fucking scream, dude. Like,
he can read alien languages because he's autistic.
Yeah, like that's he's on the
screen. Or like, missing link in the evolutionary chain.
You know, like the whole deal is that like, and then Olivia Munn like actually makes fun of autism.
Does
a
she?
Little like there's a joke when she's like, "Can you fucking tell your kid to calm the fuck down?" And I go,
"Jeez.
Well, he's autistic, so he can't like." He actually can't calm down.
Earlier, they were like, hey, man, don't make fun of retards. His kid is retarded or his son is retarded.
Thought, yeah, so show some sensitivity.
Yeah.
His kid's a retard.
And here's the thing, dude. We talked about it last week.
Which, like, I'm not surprised because, like, the guy who wrote all these action movies from the 80s and wrote Monster Squad where they say faggot, like,
he's known
20
for
times.
Fucking,
like, what do you expect? Like, this is the kind of humor that I would expect out of.
But also,
that's what I was telling George earlier. Like, just you know that people die in this movie too, right?
But also, this is the same. This is also the
like
same.
They're worried
movie.
About what they're saying in the movie. You know,
this is also the same movie that removed the scene because there was a pedophile.
Dude, see,
in it.
And I thought about that a lot during the.
To me, I'm thinking. I go. The stuff you're talking about autistic kids is no better. Then you know that the rest of the shit's going on. I go, I'm actually kind of.
I think
fucking
it all.
Offended.
I think it all goes to Olivia Munn and like watching her in this movie. I felt like, you know, she said like her cast didn't support her and they were like, you go do the press on your own. Like, it seemed to me like she's the kind of person that would almost alienate the group just by being so complaining,
so heavy-handed about all of that shit.
Hey guys, I just don't want you to be taken off guard to know that there's a pedophile that worked on this movie. And, like, I feel like she's just had that kind of attitude.
You got a thing. I can feel it.
I got a thing. The gore.
Yeah.
Okay. The movies are.
Yeah.
And the gore showed it. And some of the stuff, some of the kills were inventive.
Yeah.
I like that fucking force field thing. I like that clothesline thing that took off several heads at once.
Yeah.
So that was cool to see. But here's the thing. Because we've talked about a few movies recently where it was all What did you say? All blank
all,
and no,
all fucking no cum.
Right. Now, they brought the cum with this, but it still felt like a PG-13 movie to me because it fucking has no ball. Like, they felt like with, Super 8 with fucking balls.
They came with no fuck.
They came with a...
like, it premature, like, totally.
Just there sadly was no, dribbled out.
Speaking of no fuck, yeah, zero suspense.
Yeah.
That's the first Predator was full of fucking suspense.
And I would even argue the second Predator had suspense.
Second Predator is still the second best of the series.
Yeah.
By default.
And look, I am the first to say that I defend Aliens versus Predator. Like, I like that movie.
No, I
like that movie. It's stupid. I get it. Like, it's a dumb movie. And I'm in. This movie somehow manages to jump the Predator shark even worse, dude. I don't understand. It's worse. It's fucking worse.
The Predator the dog characters showed up are, in something
I'd
before,
say the characters
right?
in this are better than that.
So I. But so what? So the Predator dog showed up in Predators.
Oh, Predator dog is not good.
But they have removed that from canon, from what I understand.
Not so anymore.
The stuff. Well, no, because they're different. They're different in this movie than they were in Predators with Adrian Brody and who else was in that movie?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Some other people. Yeah, I can get
the design on those alien those Predator dogs was fucking horseshit, dude. I did not like those fucking dogs, dude.
I wish the listeners could see your face right now.
I'm disgusted.
He's fucking pissed. He's about to do some Mandy shit right now.
The text he sent after he watched it was short description or short review of Predator. Woof. Long review of Predator. Whoa.
I was so mad because I go, okay, it's so easy to do this movie. Like, all you have to do is make the Predator mysterious. But no, you've got this 8-foot Predator who is kind of ineffectual about what he's doing, and then you've got the 11-foot Predator who is like, I'm gonna fuck everything up.
Right. Speaking of that, they all okay. I should say they always.
And then he was
always.
Taken out by a Marine and Olivia Munn.
They're always trying to make the bigger, badder version of things now too. Like just like with the Jurassic World series, it's like a dinosaur's not enough.
Yeah, it's got to be the hybrid dinosaur.
And now you don't have to worry about the Tyrannosaurus Rex. He's a good guy.
Yeah, the dinosaur's not like he's a good.
He's not gonna eat you. He's not a big fucking lizard. He's gonna attack the other. But anyway. So before they do all this, like, expanding the mythology and making new Predators.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I agree. They have to do something that's a return to form, and it has to feel fresh. All they have to do is reset the thing where it's a return to form, but it feels fresh.
Yeah.
It modernizes it, you know, but makes it – but they're always like – Shane Black, something I like about him is he throws it – he's like, fuck it. I'll throw in the kid. I'll put it in suburbia. He's like, fuck it. I'll Shane Black this shit. But it's like, nope.
Nope.
It completely misfired.
Yeah, the thing, I think the part that, like, irritates me the most is that, like, they're doing stuff with, like, they're doing stuff to humanize the movie. So you've got, like, these scenes of, like, Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
That I go, like, okay, you're doing some E.T. stuff right now. And I go, I'm in. All the stuff you're doing right now, yeah. I go, this scene with the kids, and they don't like this autistic kid because he's, like, strange and different.
I don't even think
this
should be
them.
Near this franchise, honestly.
I'm
being a little bit of a fucking close-minded there, but I just don't.
I don't know. Like, I don't understand who the fuck Shane Black thinks he is.
Honestly, like, that's what I'm saying.
I'm so irritated. And to further this point, I don't understand where the fuck. This whole, like, the masks can communicate with each other.
Dude, it's fucking Bluetooth.
And the wrist shackle things can communicate with each other.
Oh, yeah, and it kept bouncing around, and he's still in that fucking garage. That kid is in that garage for the first half of the movie.
And since when the fuck have the masks been able to shoot anything? Fuck you, Shane Black. Fuck you, and
especially when they're being attacked. Like,
bullshit lore, you fucking dumbass.
I did like seeing that guy's house get blown up when he threw the thing at the back of the.
He was like,
head.
"Hey, retard, Chuck, fucking blow up."
He wasn't that mean. He's like, "Here's a trick for you, you little shit," and he threw something at the back of the kid's head.
Yeah, fuck this movie, dude. Like, for real, man.
But,
like,
you know, the so we've only talked about really the alien and how shitty Olivia Munn is, but what about that how shitty the main character
we
is?
We haven't even talked about how shitty Olivia Munn actually is.
Oh,
geez. I hate her fucking guts.
Yeah.
And I hope she never gets an acting gig.
Oh, my God.
Fucking ever again, you know, dude.
Okay.
That's not. Keep hoping, dude. Shit in your other hand. Let's see what happens.
I know, dude. I mean, I know.
To be fair, she was in some comedy that was on NBC where she was fun, but she was a side character.
Anyways.
But like,
the
as
main
a
character
leading...
was terrible too.
Yeah,
I did not like him at all.
And here's the thing:
his
that
fucking
main character,
hero complex is barging into his ex-wife's house.
The last thing that he was in was, I believe, RoboCop.
The last thing I saw him in was Logan. Boyd Holbrook?
Okay, Logan. It was Logan before and then RoboCop.
You're thinking of that dude who's also in Suicide Squad, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Joel Kinnaman.
Isn't that him?
No, this is Boyd Holbrook.
His
character sucked in this movie, but he was good in Logan.
I'm going to go fuck myself because I thought it was the same guy. I thought it was RoboCop.
No, I can see. I mean,
okay. Yeah. Anywho, that character.
You're racist. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
We all look the same.
That character was so bad.
I mean, when you're sharing the pants, you know,
like any of his I gotta be a tough guy stuff. Like,
you mean every single time he was on screen in the movie?
Yeah, basically.
He's a fucking soldier, bro.
You don't even understand.
Yeah, but like those other dudes
that he's gone through, bro.
Those other dudes were soldiers, and they were like 13
confirmed kills.
Whoa. Yeah, 13, that doesn't seem like a whole lot.
That's a lot.
For a sniper,
Well, that's a lot in, like, military talk.
But been a sniper for, what, 10 years?
A good amount.
Is it a lot compared to the motherfuckers in the first Predator that were, like, you know, we had Apollo Creed, Arnold Schwarzenegger,
wearing
Jesse Ventura.
Ears around their neck and a necklace.
We had Mac, who, by the way, was also in fucking Mandy, to go back to that. That was great to see Bill Duke in there. Anyway. Yeah, man. That's one thing. These movies.
Did you notice he talked about Mandy and his voice got real soft and delicate, and then as soon as he went back to Predator, it got like angry again.
It's
no great seeing Bill Duke in there. Yeah, man. Fucking Predator.
Yeah, fuck Predator.
I had to go back. Because it's Mandy's like trying to get me back talking about it again. what the fuck was I gonna say? Oh,
Predator.
How hard? Okay, the first Predator, there's one Predator, that many mercenaries, they're hard asses.
And they're getting their asses kicked.
They're getting their asses kicked.
Yeah.
These fucking motherfuckers in this movie, they are completely, what they do is they're trashing the whole intellectual property, the whole idea of the Predator by making it so disposable.
It's bad booking on the part of, you know, for the Predator.
Yeah, they needed to send a better guy.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, the super one got killed.
Bad booking. That's
the super
exactly
one
what I'm
got
saying.
Killed by Adrian, or not Adrian Brody, by...
Basically,
Adrian
Brody.
Bootleg Dolph Lundgren and Olivia Munn.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're the super one. Now, like, we can't send regular ones anymore.
And hold the fuck on.
And now he's the new Predator.
For one second, dude. Let's
send smarter
Predators. Talk about this bullshit ass plot. Because I want you guys to back up just one second.
I just thought about something crazy with
that. The first Predator is there to do what? Let's talk about it. To do
save the planet?
He's there to deliver a piece of technology that would allow the humans to fight off the Predators.
Because he knows they're coming.
Because the end of, basically, the end of planet Earth is imminent, and so the Predators want to snatch up all their superior species before the planet is doomed.
So let me back you up one
second.
So they
can crossbreed with them.
So their whole thing is they're trying to save planet Earth, right? Like
this
humanity.
One Predator
they're
is.
Trying to Noah's Ark planet's Earth.
It's all fucking unnecessarily fucking convoluted, dude.
So
all
I thought... Personally, I thought like, oh, they've got the solution to global warming. I was like, oh, he's got some sort of
this would also be a horrible thing for a Predator movie.
So it ends up being fucking, that the Predator has a fucking
seriously.
Robot.
No, dude, it was like a Predator suit.
It's the Iron Man.
They've
fucking
been working
robot?
On it since the 80s.
But on so that...
They actually thought they were going to try to set up a new franchise with this movie.
On that note, like, if they have this new super suit that has, like, all these lasers and can defeat the Predators, why didn't the one who was coming to Earth wear it and use it against the Super Predator?
Because this plot is retarded.
And, like, did he need such a big-ass case for that little-ass mask and, like, arm dealy?
Because this movie is retarded.
You mean it's on the spectrum, and therefore the next link, in, the missing link in the evolutionary chain.
Jesus Christ, dude! They were
dude, and that that twist when what was their last name? McKenna. When the super predator used the translator, and he's like, "There's only one warrior named McKenna. I want McKenna,
one worthy warrior."
And so the dude is like, "I'm gonna fight you," and he's like, "No, I mean your son."
I thought that was obvious. When I want to mix
my DNA with. No, I thought he was just gonna fight him. Like I thought, like, "Oh, I want McKenna. Like, I'm the fucking king. Shit, let's fight." And he's like, "No, I want your autistic kid, so I can mix my blood with his." Thing, dude,
as if like. An 8-foot predator. Wait,
was he gonna fuck the kid? Is that what was gonna happen?
Yeah, probably. As if an 8-foot predator wasn't already fucking scary enough. Like they're like, no. There's an 11-foot predator who will actually ass rape you. Wait, all the time.
Speaking of which, you know it was 11-foot because homeboy was a carpenter.
Do you remember the scenes with the kid at school and the bullies?
Oh yeah.
And they kept calling him an Asperger.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
Well, so
they're like nothing like a good ass burger.
No, well, they were gonna make him eat their ass. That's what it was.
No.
Well, that's what no, I was you know, like. What does that mean?
You know the bit.
I thought they were gonna stink face.
No. So okay, so real quick lesson in autism.
In Asperger's.
Well, so
you mean Asperger's syndrome?
Yeah,
I didn't even fucking know.
I thought Asperger, like he was just gonna stink face. Like
these kids
the
gonna
kid.
Rape? Are they raping this fucking kid every day at school? Exactly what I fucking thought.
No, dude.
Well, because he's nothing like a good ass burger.
Dude,
the fuck?
I thought the fat one was going to drop trow and the other one was going to shove the kid's face.
He's talking about like Asperger's syndrome.
Yeah, Asperger's syndrome.
On the spectrum.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's on the fucking spectrum.
We all are. Yeah. We're all on this show. We're all a little bit on the spectrum.
Yeah.
That's right.
Especially Matt and I.
Yeah.
So that whole scene where the bullies like knock down the fucking chess pieces, and I go, fuck you, Shane Black, fuck everybody involved with this shit.
Where he's like putting them all back together.
Yeah, where, you know, he fucking.
Oh, yeah.
It's to show you that he has a photographic memory.
But
smart.
But is that the point, though? He doesn't have a photographic memory. He's like apparently brilliant when it comes to like deducing alien linguistics. That's the crazy part. Like,
you know, kids and their technology these days, man.
That's exactly right.
My little sister's Googling been playing it. DS since she was 2. Yeah, he's copy and pasting the symbols, posting them into fucking
he's pinching and expanding. Yeah. He's posting hashtags to Instagram.
He swipes shit too. Delete.
Dude, also he's got the wrist rocket thing. And he somehow,
like deactivated the shields of
the
ship.
He deactivates the fucking shields for a ship that is hundreds of miles away from this little douchebag kid. And he's like, I'm gonna delete your shield, stupid idiot. And I fuck this fucking movie and its stupid fucking ass. God damn it, I hate this movie.
I love it.
Where do you think this falls? In the Predators. Did you like this? It sounds like you liked it less than the previous film.
Than
Predators, the plural
Predators?
One.
I think at least Predators, like, there was some fun stuff going on there, dude. There was three action sequences in this movie that I enjoyed. I think that scene where the Predator was fucking them up in the lab was good. Like, there's stuff where he's, like, ripping into people's faces and, like, slashing them across their bellies, and there's
and
intestines.
Then he took a machine to gun and just, like, sprayed it around on MacGruber style.
But then they had to do that whole bit with Olivia Munn where she's sitting in, you know, the little shower naked.
That was garbage.
Why? Why did he spare her?
It's
she's
the whole,
not a threat.
It's the whole thing. It's the whole thing from the
but
first
like,
letter, the whole Dame la Arma bullshit where she's helpless. And she can't do anything.
And also, let's not forget about the motivations for them being there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They want a fucking alien.
That's exactly right.
That's what...
He's
dude,
all, oh.
I, like...
oh, fuck you later.
So right after that scene...
dude.
Right after that scene when Olivia Munn is like, not my space puppy, and she's chasing down and like jumping from rooftop to rooftop, I told Alia... why is she like a superhero now? And no. Alia goes, she clearly wants that alien dick.
She wants to fuck the predator, dude. And
not consciously, but the body, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the body wants what the body wants.
And that other body had some sick abs.
That really pissed me off? I think this movie could have made its own like one-liners, but no, dude, no. They had to fucking steal, get to the choppers.
Did they? I didn't even hear.
They had to
get to the chopper.
They had to steal your one beautiful motherfucker. Yeah. But like, you know,
they need to Olivia Munn said it to the alien.
They had to steal like all of the life from the first Predator movie.
Well, that's what happens with those 10-year later sequels. Is they just take the. Well, I'm surprised they didn't go. You son of a bitch.
We're 30 years out from that movie. Yeah. Dude. Like,
well, and also the desperate stuff, the cues in the music.
Oh, dude. Dun, dun, dun.
It's like, fucking dun, dun, stop.
Dun, dun. Yeah, stop.
Well, that's what I mean. Okay, do you think at this point, having how many times they've tried? Because Predators did that also at the end. You remember when fucking Adrian Brody's like, kill me, I'm here.
Come here.
He said the same dialogue. It's like, is that supposed to be fucking cool just because he's saying that? Like, oh, yeah, I saw the first one.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, so, it's really shitty. As like a horror throwback, because we're supposed to be like,
I don't think this was I don't think this was a horror movie. I think this was the Resident Evil 6.
What I mean is that like we're supposed to be like, you've got it, you've got the fucking you've got it, you fucking
the formula.
Take me to the choppers and fucking you ugly motherfucker and all this bullshit. Like, am I supposed to be?
Did you notice the laughing
things
Jamaican?
Haven't been overexposed on the internet for the last 20 years?
Am I supposed to be impressed as like a fan of the Predator?
Nope.
You know,
am I supposed to be?
Yeah,
impressed?
Who are they trying to fucking please there?
Who exactly?
In wrestling, that's called cheap pop. That's what they're trying to do, is they're trying to get a cheap pop where the people who, you know, maybe it's more like our dads, like people who were like 30 when the first one came out and they hear those lines and they're like, I remember that.
Oh, shucks.
The people sitting next to us were like super old. That old. Oh, my God, dude. The lady sitting next to us.
Oh, fuck.
They loved it,
like,
huh?
No, so
her
like
perfume was so strong.
We show up and
they
like
want that, they want that predator.
There's this lady like melting over the chair next
she,
to
like,
her.
She quartered the movie theater.
Yeah, and she had
all her shit.
She had all her shit sitting on Alia's seat, and I'm like, is this your stuff? And she kind of looks at me like all disgusted, and she goes, yeah, it's my stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's my seat. And she's slowly taking it
she's
up.
She's like, well, fuck
and then that's
you.
Not even her seat. And like the guy came to claim his seat, and
he
she's
came to the front row in front of us, and we were sitting really close. And he comes up in the front row, and he's like, oh, that's my seat. He had his ticket. He's like, I'm just gonna sit in front, but if someone comes here to sit on the seat that I'm picking, like,
yeah,
I'm gonna
and
take
she's
my
just
seat
like,
back. He's so, like, okay. But he was so nice to not make her
so
move.
So hold on, just one.
I would have made her move.
Let's back up a second.
Blah
blah blah. No, fuck you, dog. Go.
Oh,
get out of here, predator dog.
Damn.
Go.
That's what he reminds you of right now.
Don't look at me.
Cute.
Go.
Sad face.
She rolled her eyes.
She fucked you. She told
all,
she
this
gonna,
fucking guy's drunk.
She went like,
she's going to kill me at night. She's going to rip my throat out. Face.
I'm going to go put off. My ass on his pillow.
I am so pissed off.
I can see that.
I'm so pissed off by this movie, dude. Like, everything about it, like, the plucky bang. Plucky bang? Plucky gang of ne'er-do-wells that were like the military, like throwaways.
One of them has Tourette's, bro.
They all like.
Did his Tourette's go away once he got a gun in his hand?
Of course it did.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. I'm so irritated because like they were trying to do that thing where, you know, where you were in the helicopter in Predator when they're like, my mom's pussy is so big, or you know, my wife.
How big is it?
Like they were trying to like reenact that, and it's like. No.
You know what makes that even more disheartening? Shane Black. You know he's in Predator, right?
I do know.
Of course you do, right.
Of
so
of course I do.
He's the guy who says the fucking joke.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's in the DNA. Like, Shane Black should have fucking knocked us out of the park.
Yeah, dude. That scene,
what, the alien DNA?
It's in the alien DNA. It was just too close. It was like, that. Yeah. You know what? That's what it was.
You know, I think like Keegan as like the comedic relief.
I fucking laughed at parts because I think he's fucking funny if the
he's
movie
a funny,
sucks.
He's a funny.
It seemed out of place though.
Of course, he didn't belong in that fucking movie.
It was like slapsticky bullshit, and I think that like the Predator is pretty corny, but like he's like, oh, let me tell you a joke, and it's like, oh, what are you doing?
I thought that one dude was 50 Cent for a while.
Which one?
He's from Moonlight.
Is he?
The what's his Trayvon? Is it what
this? I didn't Traeger? Say that. I didn't say that right now.
His name is Traeger.
Traeger. Yeah. Well, I was close.
I thought he was 50
Sterling K. Brown is his name.
No, not Sterling K. Brown. The other guy.
I don't know. They all look the same.
No. The younger
Trevante.
Trevante. So yeah, still close.
Nebraska.
There you go.
He was really good in Moonlight. Anyway, wrong fucking show. So yeah. I'm not going to talk about that. But I don't know, man. Like, I thought, like I said this earlier, I think the cast is it's not their fault, except for Munn. I didn't know who Olivia Munn was. No, meaning she sucks anyway.
Yeah,
she's bad.
She's just, I've never seen
her. I don't get well. The point. I mean, to me, like, The Predator is like a dick swinging movie, you know? And I forgot her name, but one of the girls on DC wrote an editorial about that, you know, where Predator is essentially a boys' club. And Olivia Munn's whole role in this movie feels like she went up to Shane Black and said, "You can't just have only dudes in this movie." And he, like, just wrote a part for
her. Which is bullshit to me, because Predator, the original movie, like, there is a lot that happens that is predicated on a woman being a badass in that movie. Like,
is there?
I think so. I think that her role is pretty like when she's kind of taking control of the situation, I think that there's a lot that she does that's important.
Oh, I see what you're
not
saying.
Not Olivia Munn.
She manipulates the situation a few times.
Yeah. And I think she does.
In the original Predator you're talking about?
Original Predator, yes.
Yeah. Well,
whether or not Olivia Munn like does this very well, like, first off, fuck you, Olivia Munn, for inserting yourself into this movie. Like, I don't.
Sorry, we went back to Olivia.
I don't think she like inserted herself in. But yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Do you think this is salvageable? Like, for instance, the only way I think this is salvageable.
Like, you need a hug so bad right now. He looks like he needs a hit. So sad.
I want to go watch Mandy again.
Like,
honestly,
you need a hug. Yeah.
I think if do that, because it's fucking awesome. Okay, yeah. but. If they try Predator again, I would just prefer a fucking hard reboot at this point. Stop fucking giving me the theme song. Stop giving me these fucking get to the chopper lines.
Yeah.
Stop trying. Just stop.
Dude, that.
But if you do that, if you do a hard reboot of Predator, there's not enough there to do a hard reboot.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking monster.
But when the Predator killed things, I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Just
keep it fucking. This is just way too much
just
going
let it
on.
Slaughter
There's like 40
shit.
Characters for no fucking reason in this movie.
When the 11-foot like, Predator is like ripping heads off, I'm in.
Yeah,
you know, I'm sort of into these scenes, and I like.
Yeah,
I
but
like,
you have to have some badass human characters too. They have to at least be fucking credible badass.
Yeah, but they can't just be badass. No. They have to be likable. Like Arnold was likable in that movie. You know, you wanted to root for him. I didn't want to root for anyone in this movie.
What's crazy about the original Predator is that like Arnold Schwarzenegger, despite kind of being a bad actor, acts his ass off in that first Predator movie. Like you know, you watch him and you're like,
there's a sense of urgency
because he's in his fucking wheelhouse.
You're kind of doing like two crew dudes right now, but like you're doing it really well.
It goes back to what Ollie was saying earlier: show and don't tell with the first Predator. And so character is action; it's not dialogue.
Yeah,
these characters in the first Predator, these characters show who they are by what they do.
Yep,
the dude sitting there with the chain gun for fucking 10 minutes is showing his character. Arnold is showing his character. If it bleeds, we can kill it, and they get to work, you know? And Carl Weather, and then, like, freaking Mac saying, "I'll bleed you. Leave me here." Blah, blah. They don't need much dialogue to establish, you know what I mean? They're not all cracking jokes. They're not fucking...
Yeah, and that's the thing. You have this bus scene where they're attempting to sort of, like, catch you up on all these characters where, like, and what's your quirky, like, psychological thing? You're like, well, I'm the guy with fucking Asperger's.
It was the fucking Dream Team with Michael Keaton.
And I'm the guy with fucking, like, Tourette's. And I'm the guy who's mysterious. And I'm the guy who kills people without really thinking about it. And I'm the guy who has a shotgun. And I'm the guy who has a bow and arrow.
It's like a sitcom.
And I'm the guy... It's like, fuck you, man. Totally. Like... Please, like, I'm not that fucking dumb where I can't pick up on fucking character traits from these fucking idiots on a bus. Like, come on, dude. Like, I know fucking Keegan is gonna be my comic relief. Stop it there.
Looking at the cast, you're like, I know what they cast him for. Yeah.
Why does Thomas Jane have to fucking have Tourette's? I don't fucking get it. Why does he have to sit there like, cock ass dick, liquor, pussy, vagina, dicks?
It's to get that hard R.
That's funny
too. And then when fucking Olivia Munn goes, what did you say? He goes, oh, nothing. Pussy lick dicks. And she's like, I'm sorry, what did you say?
He was like, eat your pussy. And it's like, geez, you're pushy.
Yeah, like, fuck, dude. Come on, dude. Like,
it really felt like they kind of did just rag on her for being a woman through like the whole movie.
It's supposed to be a testosterone fueled movie, and somehow it ends up limp dicked as all get out. And I don't fucking understand how they fucked up. Well, because
it was soulless, man.
How the fuck no blood. How they fucked up a movie about an alien coming from space, coming to Earth,
bro,
to hunt humans.
Have you ever seen Mac and Me?
Mac and Me is amazing by comparison. Fuck this movie.
Alien coming to Earth to hunt humans finds McDonald's.
And all is better for the world.
Kid went off a cliff in a wheelchair.
Okay, okay. Look at this
movie right in its
place. Fucking cock ass.
Okay. Remember Terminator Genesis?
Of course I do.
I'm saying Genesis because they spelled it with a fucking Y.
I don't remember. That's where we that came up with that rant all. From that's fucking Christian Bale, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Was it the show? No, that was
no. Sarah he's in. That's Connor Salvation.
Oh, it is Salvation. Right.
Yeah, but
Genesis.
I think the only hope for those franchises. I mean, I liked Alien Covenant, but still, I say hard reboot and throw fucking Terminator, Predator, Alien,
dude,
and fucking RoboCop in the same universe.
Okay, hold on. On that note, let's
fucking do this shit.
When they
hard R and get some people who care about this shit and know how to do it.
A 4-hour movie. Let's go.
Just like if you want an interconnected universe, like fucking the Marvel stuff.
I don't know why
they're trying.
But when they were exposing what was in that thing the Predator brought to Earth,
I thought it was gonna be a Xenomorph.
At first I thought it was gonna be a T-800, like right. The skeleton. I'm like, oh fuck! And then when it came out and it was black, I'm like, oh, it's a Xenomorph, and like I started to. Like do the little giddy clap and then I'm like wait, what the fuck is that thing,
dude?
and then he's like, it's my new suit, Bubba, and it's like, no dog, that's military property, you can get the fuck out of here, dude. I don't know who you think are
when the Predator, like when the
his son's fucking working in there now, right. See, there's so much dumb shit
when the little Predator
child
like,
labor takes, laws being ignored
when he takes the mask from, like, he crushes the fucking window and he's like, this is a one-up. He, like, looks through it to look at an address to, like, triangulate on where, like, he thinks his mask is. And I go, what are you doing?
But then he realized you could just view through your mask remotely.
What are you doing, dude? And, like, when did the fucking invisibility thing, like, become a little ball?
Yeah,
that humans can use, and it doesn't cause cancer instantly. Like I go.
You gotta suspend your disbelief.
Oh yeah, fuck you.
Yeah,
fuck this movie. Fuck you if you like it, and I hate your guts. Seriously, like I.
Oh wait a minute, and then you know what? I like that when he has it, and then. He doesn't use it all movie, and then he uses it at the end again.
Yeah, for what? That's
so
the
he
thing,
can sneak
dude.
Up on a human.
Yeah,
he gives
so he can interrupt the guy's speech.
He gives it to his cool. He gives it to his son. On, he's like, hey, push this button if you feel in danger. And does the kid ever fucking use it? No.
Is the kid ever in danger? Yes.
The whole time.
You know what, dude? I want that kid to be taken up to space.
There is a scene where they're like, okay,
put in a human zoo
and be gene spliced. Fuck that kid.
Remember the scene where they're like talking, like, okay, after they catch up with the kid and everything, that's when the movie really fucking hits a wall, like really bad.
Go get a helicopter.
The midsection of that movie is just like, oh,
at the farm.
We have the farm.
Dude,
they're talking on the farm, and then then piano music kicks in from Lifetime. TV.
I don't even remember a part of the barn.
Yeah. Piano music. The instrument, a piano instrument has nothing to do, like, it should be nowhere near this franchise.
Yeah.
A piano?
This movie has killed my wife.
She's dead. Look at her. She's dead.
I think Ollie has had it. Well, it is a 1-2 thing, though. Like, watching Mandy and then watching this. I mean, this is just really
soulless.
I assumed
we were going to start with Predator and then end on a high note. And then George is like, nah.
Nah, dude, we're gonna rip into this. We're gonna eviscerate this piece of shit.
Yeah, don't watch the movie.
I almost went to go watch it again today because I'm like, I feel like I missed a bunch of stuff.
I saw it twice.
I'm like, no, I'm gonna make Beef Stroganoff instead.
What, this movie?
Yeah. The Predator?
Yeah, I saw it twice.
You watched that twice?
I did, just to like really like dig into it because I was like, okay.
No wonder, because some of the stuff got you giddy, huh?
The first time, the kills.
Some of it was
good. That's why I said it had some inventive kills.
Your AMC Movie Pass is not off to a good start.
My AMC Movie Pass has been littered with garbage, and I'm so pissed off. It's like
The Nun and Slenderman, and
it's The Nun, The Slenderman, The Predator, and then some other garbage which can go fuck itself.
Yeah, that we did recently.
Go watch something that's not a horror movie for a second.
Yeah.
I watched those at home in my own privacy. Thank you very much.
You can.
Last night I watched Sicario and Sicario 2. Go fuck yourself.
Same time.
One after the other. I was watching movies for 4 hours.
We watched some. I can't remember what we watched. Yeah, we'll watch a few things in a row. And we watched something like yesterday. And I don't remember what it
was. Okay, so to wrap it up, I highly. Highly, highly do not recommend this movie.
Yeah, this is one of those where I have a personal interest in it and making as little money as possible. So don't fucking watch the movie.
I'm angry at this movie.
No, because if people, the more this, it opens soft to the $24 million.
That's what she said to this movie.
You open soft?
Yeah, like I was dick
God,
hard.
God, that sounds fucking.
I was dick hard when this movie started, and then when I got
I opened like, soft
when I saw like two spaceships like flying over, I go well, I'm limp.
You can still come with a limp dick.
I meant the box office opening.
Well, I meant what I meant.
Okay,
it should make it.
People are gonna voice anyways if they don't like it.
Yeah. I think we're safe about not expecting a sequel from this.
Disgusted.
We're going to wait another 10 years. Man.
Disgusted.
Yeah. They should either leave it alone or
reboot it real hard.
Well, just fucking.
LV-426. Come on. Spool me up.
Well, you know, just freaking, yeah.
Fuck off, dog.
Have a return to form and fucking do something solid. Like, shit. Just make a solid fucking Predator movie. Yeah.
Let's see. It had a budget of $88 million. Oof.
Not good.
Opening weekend, it made 54.7. It'll make worldwide. I don't know. It just says box
it's not
office.
Very good.
It'll make its money back though.
Barely.
I mean, it's still
got marketing also.
34 yeah. million, but
that's the thing, dude. Like the posters and like this the
so
the,
badass,
so yep. good,
great fucking. Well, because the Predator looks fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I was saying. I was like, yeah, it's a good poster because. The fucking monsters is one of the best monsters in film history.
Yeah. We almost had Jean-Claude Van Damme in that fucking costume.
You know, the reason Arnold wasn't in this Predator was because he was waiting for Terminator 6.
That's not good.
I almost feel like...
Well, you know what?
That gave me even more hope that it was going to be a T-800 in that fucking box. I'm like, oh, dude, it's going to be a T-800 and they're going to do a crossover.
I do have some hope, a glimmer of hope for Terminator 6 just because of the director.
Dude... When that box, like, the box opens, and they're like, we got to evacuate the premises. We got to go. And it opens up, and this, like, fucking, like, Digimon thing comes out and attaches itself to one of the scientists. I go, oh, okay, he's going to die.
I thought he was going to attack everyone. I thought he was going to kill all the other scientists. Like, it wasn't something to help humanity.
And he, like, goes into this costume, and then nothing happens, dude. I go, what the fuck?
He zapped all his energy.
He's
like
giving
the
a demonstration for the audience, bro.
He wore it and it sucked all his energy out.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I fucking came. And it's like, fuck you, man.
It's a totally limp, but I had one.
There's definitely a fucking subtext in that movie, huh? The whole time.
Huh? Subtext, my God.
Well,
Jesus.
Aliens are hot. You should fuck aliens.
Yeah. Basically. Like,
Olivia Munn became a superhero for some alien D.
You're saying they wanted to fuck aliens. No, Olivia Munn.
No.
That's not what we wanted to say, you stupid ass idiot.
I think that's what he was...
In a lab.
Yeah, that's what he was implying, but she never answered the question. She's like, you want to know if somebody fucked an alien? And it's like, yeah, I do. Kinda. Are you going to tell me? Like, how did it happen? Well, there's DNA in there. Like, did somebody fuck
there's
an alien?
There's DNA in this alien's vagina.
And she said...
You know.
She said, you're a beautiful motherfucker, so like...
Ooh.
Ooh, you think she
she's been Kill Bill raping the alien in her care
this entire time?
And like, no one that's why its mouth is designed that way. It's got those four little hooks to kind of hold you in place while
I did like that the predator bit with its shitty mouth parts.
Yeah,
I go finally the predator is like biting his real people.
Face. Yeah.
I thought that was
right. That was kind of cool. Neat.
His natural weapons,
but otherwise, this movie can go fuck itself.
I thought it was kind of funny when he used the machine gun.
It's an.
That reminded me of Land of the Dead.
-1 for me for this movie.
Just gave George a hernia.
Final thoughts?
Don't fucking watch it. Don't help this movie. Don't encourage studios to do this. But dude, that's what's fucking weird, man. Like, it's fucking weird. Shane Black I know he's had some missteps, but this is bad. It's probably the worst fucking movie of his career.
All your final thoughts?
Yeah, I mostly didn't like it. I think like you said, there was some parts that were exciting or interesting, but it didn't hold in enough attention.
Matt Smith, final thoughts?
If you can watch it for free and you can have your phone to distract you through the boring parts, like, God. I mean, like watching the alien tear shit up. You know what,
though? That's how a lot of people watched it.
Yeah, watching the alien tear shit up was pretty rad. It was kind of weird seeing the aliens fight each other, but like, when the alien's on screen,
I'm sorry, they're called Predators.
Right.
Named by the movie.
They're still...
Ugh! And then... And then she's like...
I'm sorry.
It's predator. More like a hunter.
And then she's like, can I explain why they're not predators? It plays with its food. It's more like a cat. She didn't even have any fucking glasses, and she was still managing to push them up.
I'm sorry, they're not predators. They're more...
they're more like fishermen.
Sport hunters. Oh, yeah, a bass fisherman. That's what she said.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm saying fuck off to her.
No,
I've never heard of anybody catching bass and then fucking them and combining their DNA.
If only. Am I right, my dude?
Yeah. I've never seen any autistic... A merman. I've never seen autistic fish either.
That's good.
Merman. All right, well, that's a Who Goes There podcast for episode 181. Don't watch this fucking movie. It'll make you sad.
Yeah. But you know it'll make you happy? Go on and tell your ride horror show with me and Alia and Jacob Seaver and all those other fun people. The second weekend of October, I think it's the 10th through the 13th, something like that. They're going to be announcing their list super soon.
We have a photographer.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll talk about that later.
Wow.
Yep. It's going to be so much fun. So much fun.
Cool. It's always fun.
Well, once again, thank you to Chuck Warden for being the homie.
Yeah.
Newest Patreon member.
Thanks, you to Chuck. Brian Assman and everyone else who continues to support this stupid show.
It is real dumb.
It's super dumb.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I don't know why you're listening still.
I'm talking about autistic fish. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
What is an autistic fish?
It's on the... It's on the spectrum.
Fish that's on the fish that's got Asperger's.
They fucking catch him. It's on the hook. It's like,
autistic this guy. Sounds like a fish.
This one's got to go back. Jesus Christ. I feel like we're all on the spectrum a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm on the far end.
All right, dummies. Well, that's episode 180. Come back.
181?
That was 181. Sorry. Come back to us next week when we talk about...
You moved on the spectrum.
What are we talking about next week?
Stop.
What are we talking about?
Is it another theater movie?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, we'll be back.
Oh, I think we're doing a Housewife next week.
Yay.
Yay.
Yes.
Am I happy?
It's either Housewife or Hell House LLC 2.
Bye, dummies.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.